was occupied by the Nazi. So we left. We left to fight for freedom. So when I actually left the occupied country, we stayed in Poland for a month. The Poles, they just didn't mind. They told us, why didn't you fight for your freedom? And only a few months after they told us this, they have lost their freedom too.
And I heard that you were shot down as well over France.
That was later on. That was later on. And France didn't last too long, because we came to France in June or July 1939, and we stayed in France only 1 year, because France collapsed in 1940 after a short battle, and we moved to Great Britain, where we really started, well, only after a month, the 316 Squadron was formed, and 310 Squadron, the fighter squadron, was the first squadron that was organized. And the fighters from 310 Czech Squadron were really very busy right from the beginning, because the Battle of Britain started in the summer. On the 7th raid that we made, actually a forced landing in occupied France. And that was the end of my operational and activity. And when the Jewish took us as prisoners, they thought that we would be very good. They told us, you must be very lucky. The war is over. And till the end of the war, I was a prisoner of war in the German camps.
You attended Friday's commemoration in Namiest and at Otslava to remember the 311 bomber squadron. And what were your feelings?
The crews, there's still some pilots still living. So they had their documentation, photo documentation of the 311 Czech squadron from the beginning, and their flight A in which I served. There we are sitting and I looked at the photo, and naturally I found easily myself, and there was a cross to my photo. I said, well, you thought that I was already dead, but I'm here.